Let's talk about getting commitment. So where we are is we've got some paint on the table. We've talked about what the budget is. The next thing we have to figure out is what is their commitment to spend the money to get rid of the pain. And what do you think the first step is once we wrap up those two sections to get over to commitment?
Review pain again and review budget again.
Right. Go back over the first two steps. Joe, if I heard you correctly, I know I sound like a broken record, but I want to make sure we're going along this track the same way your pains again were, boom, 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 and your budget was. Get them to repeat budget. Okay, good. The commitment phase is probably the single most important part to the system to generate urgency and to qualify the prospect. There's a lot of people that you can get in front of that will tell you what their pain is. They're even willing to share with you their budget. What are we looking for here, Joe?
Now.
Yes or no. That's what we're looking for. And that's where people get uncomfortable. Now, what's going to make this a little easier for you is, in most sales scenarios, Mark, what is the salesman trying to get the prospect to say at the end of the presentation?
Yes.
And they have 132 ways to overcome stalls and objections, 77 ways to close the business, and all those fancy things to try and get someone to say
yes.
Yes.
When a salesperson is trying to get you to say yes, how do you feel?
A little uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Your tendency is to do what?
Buy time.
Buy time, back away, put up the barriers, find all the reasons why you shouldn't say
Yes.
Now suppose for a second this salesperson, because they've been enlightened with Tony Cole, tell you that your option isn't just to say yes, but your option is to say yes or no. How would you feel?
Relieved.
A little more comfortable.
Relieved? A little more comfortable.
A
little more comfortable is okay. How would you feel, Joe?
Knowing the system, I wouldn't feel any different.
But if you didn't know the system?
I'd feel better.
Sure you would. Some people would even say, well, I still don't believe them, and that's okay. What subconscious message are you sending to your prospect when you give them that option? You're telling them that you are what?
On their side.
You're on their side, and that you're different. It's a very subconscious, subtle thing. Everybody else is saying things like, Joe, if I could show you a way, do you see any reason why we won't be able to do business together next Tuesday when I get together and solve all these problems for you? And the prospect is thinking, shit, I've heard that before. That's the Dale Carnegie close. And now they're trying to figure out how to get out of the deal. So get away from, if I could show you a way. If you want to say something like that, I would prefer that you say something like, Ron, if I can solve this pain for you, and I can do it within your budget, what would happen next?
You mean, will I give you a yes or no?
No, stay in the role as a prospect. You know anything about yes or no.
Okay.
You never heard about yes or no. You're my prospect. You've told me about all your pains. We've discussed your budget. And my question to you is something like, Ron, I'm going to go back to my office and see what we can put together. I feel fairly confident, based on what you've told me today, that we're going to be able to show you some solutions to your problem here. Based on my expertise, I think we're going to be able to do it within your budget. Suppose for a second I could do those things.
Okay.
What would happen next?
Well, we'd have to get started on it right away.
As opposed to, if I could show you a way, do you see? Understand the difference there? Subtle difference, but there's a difference. I'm not asking Ron, does he see any reason why we can't do business together, like we talked about earlier this morning. In a here and now, maybe Ron can't see any reason why we can't do business together. But what question am I asking him instead?
What am I going to do?
What's going to happen next? What are we trying to eliminate, folks, at the next meeting?
Indecision.
What else?
Procrastination.
What conflict am I trying to avoid?
Then now I'm going to have to think about it.
What conflict arises if you don't have this discussion at time of presentation? I'll make it clear for you.
Conflict is they don't want to make a decision. You want them to make a decision.
Right. The conflict is, when I show up for appointment two, what do I think is going to happen, Joe, if I'm the salesperson?
Decision will be made, and everything's
we're going to take applications, we're going to fill out the order blank, we're moving on. What's Ron's perception of what's going to happen?
Just going to get some information, I'll think it over.
Yeah. Tony's going to come out and make a presentation, right? Answer my questions, now I get a chance to do what?
Think it over.
Think it over.
That's why you get this clarified up front. It may not necessarily mean the next appointment is the sale. All you're trying to find out is what happens next. I know in estate planning, oftentimes the second appointment isn't to get someone to fill out the life insurance application, right?
Right.
But what you do need to know is if I can come back and do X, whatever X is, all you want to know is what's going to happen next. There's one answer that's unacceptable. TIO. What's that mean?
Take it over.
When someone tells you, I want to think it over, what is it they're really telling you guys?
You don't know.
Don't want it.
Still problems that exist.
Pain's not great enough.
We don't know. You're right, Joe. And what we're going to find out is some of this information. Think it over means maybe the pain they gave you was what?
Not the real pain.
Yeah, not the real pain. It was a lie. The budget they gave you was what?
Not the real budget.
Not the real budget. The decision-making capability of this person was what?
Didn't.
Was a lie. They weren't the real decision maker. That wasn't the real process. So when you get to think it over, you ought to have, and the reason I'm doing it in red is you ought to have red flags going up in your head. Say, whoop, wait a second. Alert, alert, alert. Stop. Stop the engines. Hit the brakes. We got a problem. And once you have this problem, once you say, if I come back and I can solve this problem, Joe, what happens next? And Joe says,
think it over.
What do you got to do, guys?
Plant your feet.
Plant your feet and start to address what is it that Joe's thinking over.
And that can take on several different forms. Typically, the way you want to respond to that would be to do what?
Nurture. So what does that sound like first?
Not an uncommon problem,
Tony.
Not uncommon.
Hear that a lot.
Hear that a lot. Not unusual. Something of this size, this magnitude, estate planning, makes some sense.
What would you say next?
Why do you want to think it over? It's costing you to want to think it over.
Close enough.
There's probably a good reason.
When you go back to think it over, what are you specifically going to be thinking about?
We got the idea. That's right. If it's next week and you're thinking it over, what specifically are you thinking over? And what we're trying to find out is one of these two things. Typically, that's what'll come up. Well, one of the things is, Joe, is I got to think over something I really want to do. You don't have real pain then. Well, I got to double check the budget, make sure it's really there. Stop. Address both those issues right there. Suppose Joe were to say to me, well, Tony, I just want to make sure that 10 grand was really there. My response would be, if I'm the salesperson and Joe's a prospect, he says, well, Joe, that makes a whole lot of sense. So what I think I hear you saying, Joe, is the $10,000 we talked about may not really be there. Is that what I hear you saying?
Maybe.
Okay.
Think we should talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. You got to talk about the money here. If you don't talk about it here, Mark, when's it going to come up?
At the presentation when you're trying to finalize it.
Yeah. Commitment means, in the words of Wally Famous Amos, means yes. There's only one thing that gets rid of the pain. What is it?
Solution.
Action.
Yes.
Action for the appropriate solution. They have to say
yes.
What's no mean?
It means they don't want a solution to their problem.
That means that they've done what with the problem?
No.
They eliminated it.
No's okay. You got to get comfortable with no. If I hear Joe tell me no, what Joe is really telling me is that the pain really didn't exist. And I'm okay with that. That's why you should be okay with yes or no. Now, how comfortable are you going to be with yes or no if, again, you go back to your prospecting funnel and it looks like that, guys? You got three prospects in it. You comfortable getting yeses and nos?
Okay, good. Joe, you should.
Go play golf, wash my car.
You don't need to waste your time, but most people, the other 98% of the people in your agency, if they only got three prospects, what are they trying to get?
Yes.
They're afraid to hear no. Instead, they'll take a think it over, and they'll keep taking phone calls. They keep following up with phone calls. They never get anywhere with this prospect. If I give you the option to say no as a prospect, the pressure is going to come off. You're going to feel comfortable. They say, oh, that's refreshing. That's good. So just take the pressure off of them. Give them an opportunity to say yes or no. The idea about the commitment step, guys, is to find out, again, what's supposed to happen at the next call.